love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
People will remember where they are when they heard this, the last ever episode of 24 Years at the Tap End. So please, now text your mates. It's a few minutes away. Maybe do a tweet telling people to listen. Let everyone know on Facebook it's about to be the last 24 years at the Tap End. And when you're having a sad moment, you're thinking, oh, I miss Tap End, don't forget all of season one and season two are available for you to listen to anytime on the Radio 1 website. I got a message from somebody yesterday that spent the whole day listening to pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I think there's about 8 hours worth.
Yeah.
So there's plenty to catch up on.
I mean, it's a marathon. It's the equivalent of like a box set.
Mm.
But, you know, if you've missed any, it's all there for you on the Radio 1 website. The last episode is coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And for the last time, theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
I can't believe this is it. The last one, the last 24 years at the Tap End.
How are you feeling about it, Scott?
Weird.
It is a bit weird when these things come to an end, but it's a good thing. It's like when we finished series one, it felt like the right time, you know, and this feels like the right time to finish this series.
Nathan and Carl have pulled over in their car on separate sides of England to listen to Tap End, but have just rang each other to go, are you listening?
Oh.
Also, Kirsty in Colchester is supposed to be going to a meeting at work in 10 minutes, but she's got to wait in her car. And Kaylee, who's having a lad bomb to toast another outstanding season of 24 years at the Tap End.
Right. Bit early.
But yeah, that's fine. It's not.
We've talked about so many things this series,
I know.
Really, haven't we?
I feel like I've got to know all of your mates now that aren't me.
Yeah.
Still not met many of them, though.
No.
Strangely, but I feel I know them
invited.
Through this.
You're always invited.
My favourites are the dating ones, I think, and all the girls we've met. Eileen, you know, you had a dance with her, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
I liked all the girls. Ethel, there was Millicent.
Yeah.
I seem to remember being called Winifred. Which one was she?
That's right. Winifred was from the Valentine's special. You know, Winifred, I left those flowers for her and she didn't know they were from me.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Emotional one, that.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Do you remember the episode with the sexy ghost? The Halloween special with the sexy ghost.
That was good. There were Christmas specials.
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking that obviously it is ending, but will we do, you know, like they do on Only Fools and Horses and the Royal Family, like will we do occasional specials?
Right.
Can we be persuaded? Like Gavin and Stacey, you know, when they go, well, we might not.
I like this. I like the idea of doing the occasional special if it's the right time.
Yeah.
I think at this point we should say that we won't do a special because they always say that, don't they?
Yeah, but then they always do.
And then they do it when the money comes.
Okay. So what's happening on this today?
Well, I was just thinking about a lot of the tap-ins that have happened, and I know your favourite one was the one about sunscreen.
Yes! That's still my favourite.
I don't know if some people might not remember this, but this was from series one of 24 years that tap-ined, and it was where I did a school assembly all about bullying, and we decided to use a song called Sunscreen, which is, you know, really famous by Baz Luhrmann, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what happened is we'd hold up cards with individual words from the song to illustrate sort of the key phrases. So when Baz Luhrmann said ugly, we would hold up a card saying ugly, and it all kind of went wrong because what happened is I thought what would be nice for this assembly is I blagged a load of these sunscreen miniatures from a shop that rhymes with Hoots.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, yes.
And spent ages doing it, but I was stitched up by everyone in my class because what they did was remove the lids. So when they were just meant to be chucked out at the end as a sort of nice finish to the assembly, the teachers and students all in that assembly got covered in sunscreen.
Yeah, because the tops were off. But like, it was a nice idea. Yeah. So that's still my favourite to this day. So is this related to that?
Well, I was thinking about it, and I got in loads of trouble for that, and I look back at all the tap end things, and I think through everything though, there's been lots of laughs, but we've learned a lot of valuable lessons.
Yeah, I mean there have been some, you know, life lessons in there that you've passed on.
Yeah, and I feel like I've exposed myself throughout this series, if for use of a better phrase.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
So with that in mind, I thought to be special, I'd like to take you to my 25th year at the Tap End if you're keen.
I am. I'm my favourite drink, Kino Grigio.
Oh, wow. And I'm a jacket potato with cheese and keens. And to celebrate the last Tap End, if you're ready.
Ready.
I've got this for you.
Sit back, relax. It's time for the last episode of 24 years at the Tap End.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2013, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Generally, I've made the right decisions with life. I may have spent 24 years at the Tap End, but there has been some great times. Some of my greatest moments have been mistakes I have made, often at times I didn't expect. Trust me, at the time, I thought school was proper boring, but realised that the opportunities at school are opportunities to do stuff you may never do again. I once released 3 sheep, labelled 1, 2 and 4, to cause chaos on muck-up day. Don't be afraid to stand up for what's right. I once organised a canteen boycott because I didn't like the price of their chicken burgers. But if you're going to protest, don't throw apples. It only gets you in trouble. And when faced with an angry teacher, avoid calling them mum in front of your mates. Don't throw sausages at Germans. Swing. If it's your first time dancing with a girl, put your hands on their waist and not on their shoulder. Bosh. Be careful when learning cookery. Don't put pasta in a kettle. Don't turn the toaster on its side for quick cheese on toast. It will only cause a fire. Eating 22 chicken nuggets for a world record is hard. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Travel to foreign lands. Let foreign people travel to yours. But don't get angry if your exchange tries to kick pigeons. There's more important things in the world. Push yourself. When we did the Pizza Hut challenge, Chango the Beast didn't know at slice 22 whether he wanted to carry on. At 24, he still didn't. Drink beer, not Fanta. The first time you go to a foam party, stay calm and embrace it, even if it can feel overwhelming. Maybe you'll kiss Kesha, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be spat on by a pussycat doll, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have a girlfriend by 14. Maybe you'll tell Pixie Lott to leave you alone on your 25th birthday. Whatever you do, ignore any trolls that have a go. Or better still, love them. They're a reminder of what you could have been if you were a loser. I've learnt that anything can happen. I would never have thought that one day I'd be inviting a Hollywood movie star to a Watford game, or that Rita Ora would be wearing my socks. Understand that girls will come and go, but if you have the chance to meet a girl, make sure you talk to her. Do not ride the lifts in big red boxes. They will only make you look ugly. Don't raise your pinky finger. Never go on a date to Build-A-Bear. Travel when you can. Expand your horizons. Whether it's Malia or Kavos, Magaluf or Zante, get out and see the world. It's good to get shirts made, but I don't recommend getting ones with the lads written on the front. I was 17, and as a group, we looked anything other than lads. People laughed at us. Generally, even though they say don't be too scared about flushing paper down the toilet in Greece. It's only ever caused me problems once. Turn your lights off at beauty spots. There's nothing more embarrassing than breaking down on top of a place with a view and someone having to be sent out to sort out your car battery. Especially if the only person you can call is your mum or dad, or worse, hers. That said, avoid Harrow View at night. If you travel to Boulogne, don't declare a nudie pen at customs. Even though it may feel bad at the time, the authorities aren't bothered about them, but your teachers will never look at you the same way again. Most importantly, surround yourself with good people. I found myself some mates that I've been lucky enough to grow up with and have had some amazing times. Sir Dosser, Chango the Beast, Dugsy, Webbo, Chazza, Jono, Cantonar, Chinese Dave, and the Convict. We've all learned some lessons. I hope you've learned from the mistakes I've made. But trust me, I spent 24 years at the tap end, and I'm the Sun Keen.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.